All this summer, we've been sampling local candy. And today, we go to New Mexico for a taste of chili brittle. Here's Monica Ortiz Uribe from member station KJZZ.
New Mexicans can get a little carried away with their chili. There's chili beer, chili pizza, chili ice cream. It's everywhere. To beat the summer heat, Luis Flores, the owner of Las Cruces Candy Company, gets up at 3 a.m. to prepare his specialty.
What we're making here is green chili pecan brittle.
Flores hunches over a large copper kettle, stirring a gooey mixture of sugar and water. He'll stir the goop until it reaches a steamy 280 degrees. Then he'll add the most important ingredient, green chili powder from New Mexico's famous pepper fields. It drops into the kettle in a cloud of dust. And that's the mild form, no? Following the green chili are pecans, another staple crop in southern New Mexico. When the mixture is complete, Flores pours it onto an 8-foot stainless steel table and stretches it thin. When it cools and hardens, the brittle resembles a giant continent, which Flores then breaks up like tectonic plates.
You know, nowadays you can make peanut brittle in a microwave. This is the old-fashioned method of making the products.
Just like his parents used to make.
My father had started as a young boy working with a candy maker in Mexico when he was 8 or 9 years old.
Flores sells his candy to gift shops across the Southwest and is a regular at the farmer's market in his hometown of Las Cruces.
Would you like to sample some of this habanero pecan brittle?
On a sunny Saturday, tourist Mike Gardner of Los Angeles stopped by for a taste. It's sweet at first, but seconds later, the chili sneaks up and delivers a sharp tongue punch.
Oh, yeah. That's a good kick.
That's more heat.
Yeah, it's an afterburn.
New Mexico's long green chili pepper is so beloved that a new state law now protects its authenticity. That means any chili product advertised as New Mexican better be the real deal. And if all this chili talk has got your mouth watering, you're in luck. The first chili harvests of the year are just getting started. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Las Cruces.
This is NPR News.